Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The vision of a young woman present at the founding of Pella helped make Pella what it is today. What's her story? What hardships did she face? A theatrical performance coming to the Pella Opera House during Tulip Time tells her story as the Dominie's wife. Let's go in depth with Tom Vanderwell and Wendy Vanderwell with the Union Street Players. Well, Tom, tell us about the Dominie's wife.
The Dominie's Wife is a locally written production that tells the story of Dominie Scolti's wife, Maria, kind of the story of her coming to the United States as an immigrant, as a young woman. She was a very interesting individual, and most people probably don't know the history and her story. And so it's a one-act, 45-minute show, and it's going to be produced during Tulip Time at the Opera House.
Well, and Wendy, you play Maria, right?
I do.
Well, what's she like?
You know, as Tom said, she's really interesting. I think we take for granted kind of the roots of Pella and the people that were hardworking and all the people that made this town happen. And Maria was really delicate in a lot of ways. She came from money. She came from Paris, from the upper parts of society in Europe, and she was not really understanding what she was getting into when the Dominie brought her here. However, despite all of her fragileness, she is the reason that Pella has a lot of the beauty that it has. She's the reason we have the gardens and the appreciation for art. She really made sure that that was part of life in this little town, and I think a lot of the working people might have forgotten that part of it if it wasn't for her.
Well, in the history of Pella, well, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of it's written around him, mm-hmm. right, her husband.
That's correct, and, you know, he was such a huge figure and such an impressive person, and he was a lightning rod. People loved him or hated him, but he was one of those big characters that forced you to sort of have an opinion of him. And that, and really, that's kind of what was necessary to bring 800 people here and start a new town out of nothing. But Maria was very quietly. She was his backbone. And she was his confidant. And in many ways, as Wendy and I have studied the history and really studied the Dominie and Maria, they were the only ones that each other had. Nobody had really, of all the immigrants that came with them, I don't think anybody had the ability to understand the level of education, to have the conversations about life, about art, about music, about all the things that the two of them understood. There just wasn't the education among the immigrants that came with them.
And so in helping forge this new settlement, intellectually, they were each other's, you know, companions, mm-hmm. each other's confidants, as you say. So they were all they had.
Yes, that was exactly right.
Wow, that must have been a challenge, especially for her, if he was such a domineering presence. Was he like that around her, do you think?
I think it's hard for us to know that. We can only make up history from the pieces that we can gather. It was a different era, so obviously, as the head of the household, he was very much more in charge. But I do believe that, like most women know, Maria was able to get her way most of the time. She didn't get her way about not coming to America, but I think she got her way in terms of the house, the legacy of the house that was built. She had a piano, she had a parlor, she had her lace curtains and the Dominie spared nothing to care for her and make her feel at home in this little town. So I don't feel like it was any sort of a domineering relationship. In fact, I think, as Tom said, that she was very much his equal in terms of life status, and so she was able to be a sounding board that wasn't critical of him.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tom Vanderwell and Wendy Vanderwell about the Union Street Players production of The Dominie's Wife at the Pella Opera House.
Now, this play was written locally, right?
Correct. Carol Van Kloppenburg wrote the play with Mary Muslar. And Ann Wilkinson has helped to stage it and put her own little touches on it over time, and helping Carol to do that and do some rewrites. But it is locally written, and with Carol's vast understanding of Pella history, so it's very interesting.
Well, now, there has to be some kind of, I don't know, a tendency or a will to rewrite her. I guess we should be asking Carol this, but to rewrite her in modern terms, maybe to bring even sort of a feminist perspective. Mm-hmm. Could we be overinterpreting her role? Is that a possibility?
It's always possible. You know, there's lots of local lore about Maria. The infamous story about how all of her Delft was broken on the trip over, and she made the Dominie pave the path from the cabin that they had lived in when they first got here to the new house with the Delft. And some of that Delft was discovered when they dug the street up to build the highway through the square in Pella. Now, I don't know how much of that is true.
Yeah, the legend is that Maria told him that every time he walked on it, it was to remind him that he broke her heart in bringing her to America.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was not happy about coming. She did not want to come. And the truth of the matter is that the Dominie really did not tell her the truth. And in fact, one of the things that the play reminds us of is that he had sort of painted a picture as though the town was already here, and allowed her to believe that you know, there was a town with, you know, buildings and everything, that Pella was more than just in his mind. And when she showed up and found that all that Pella was a little sign on a hickory twig saying Pella, that's all that was here, along with the Tuttle cabin. She's like, well, where is Pella? He didn't tell her that it hadn't been built yet.
Wow.
Yeah, and she went into a deep depression as a result of that.
Really? And is this depression depicted in the play?
Yeah, just in, I mean, it's a 45-minute play, so we don't get too deep into anything. But yeah, she was very young, and I think she had a very artistic temperament. So I think that she was never afraid to let, you know, when you talk about the feminist perspective, she was never afraid to let him know that she was unhappy. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like that Sculte was such a strong personality that he didn't just give in to her when she wanted. I mean, obviously, he brought her here, despite her objections, and they lived in a cabin for the first winter, despite her objections. And I feel like they had a great partnership.
Maria's really a tragic figure also, in that she, one of the things that people can't forget is that she lost a lot of children. She buried 6, I believe, of her own children. And as well as, you know, she was very young when the Dominie died. The interesting thing that's also brought out in the play is that there was a 15-year difference. He was 15 years older than she
17.
Was. 17, is that what it was? And so in many ways, she was kind of a child bride, so to speak, in what we would think of today's terms, when they married and he brought her to the U.S. But then after he died, she was 49 and married a 24-year-old gentleman. And so, you know, Maria was, you can understand that the people of Pella didn't always understand her.
And found her very scandalous.
And there was a lot of scandal surrounding her, yeah.
Well, that was fun, I bet. Fun to play.
Yeah, that's we so like great. To think so. You know, it's yeah. We just have so much fun playing the Domine Maria. This is actually the third time we've played the two of them in different productions, and they're just such fascinating people.
And so is it fun for you to get into his persona, to be big, larger-than-life figure, and then deal with this powerful bride, much younger, and with her own views on things?
Yeah, it is. And it is, I just find it fascinating. I think he was an amazing individual. I've done some reading on Dutch culture, and Simon Schama, the famous British historian, has written a book about Dutch culture. And he argues that Dutch culture came out of three main forces, one of them being Catholic humanism and the humanities that brought, art and culture to the Dutch Republic, Protestant Reformation, and obviously and Reformation theology. But the third one was commerce, and he always argued that when Catholic humanism and Dutch Protestantism were in conflict, the tiebreaker always went to commerce, always went to the money. And I just thought, the thing that I thought over time is that if you consider those three things, the Domine and Maria were really the Dutch Uber couple. The Domine was an art student before he became a theologian. But he was also a son of a successful businessman. He started the post office. He was a lawyer. He started the bank here in Pella. He did all of his commerce. He was a Dutch theologian, and yet in his roots, he was an artist. And he married Maria, who was an artist. And so they brought really the core of Dutch culture to Pella. And it's the reason Pella is what it is today.
Well, some of those the same tenets are still here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as I've read and studied, it makes me shake my head because it really has not changed that much in the 160 some years.
Very powerful and very successful.
Very much so. And, I sometimes think the same thing, when the churches can't get along and when we can't get along on our theology, well, what makes the decision? Well, commerce, business. And it's fascinating how things don't change sometimes.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tom Vanderwell and Wendy Vanderwell about the Union Street Players production of The Domine's Wife at the Pella Opera House.
I wish you knew more about these characters, or is there enough information out there that you can sort of flesh them out?
Oh, I wish we knew a lot more. I mean, to me, it's a lot like the stories in the Bible. I always wish there was a lot more personal information. We have the outline, we have the sketch of their life, we know when things happen, we have certain pieces of little historical significance. But we just don't have a lot of the daily, personality stuff. Was Maria kind, or was she a bit harsh? I don't know that we can really know that. Was the Domine kind, or was he a bit harsh? Was he overpowering and domineering, or was he just solid? And I think there's only so much you can get from other people's perspectives of their lives, no matter how much has been written. There's a couple small books, but I haven't found much that gives me a lot of insight into personality, which I find sad.
Well, how about you, Tom? Do you have enough to work with?
I think that there's more on the Domine, obviously, than there is on Maria. And I've been, I've used some source material. The book Iowa Letters has some of his original letters that he wrote, which gives you, I think you can tell a lot from the way somebody writes. And so I picked up some, and then obviously what people wrote about him. What's interesting is that, again, he was a lightning rod. Some people thought that he was, the sort of the mythical Moses leading people to the promised land, and saw him very much like a prophet and a strong leader, and people just really trusted him with their lives. At the same time, others saw him as a scoundrel and a scam artist and accused him of all sorts of wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that most people in Pella don't know is that he was thrown out of the pulpit twice by the church here in Pella. He created as many enemies as he made friends.
Well, now, I'm going to be a little bit stereotypical here in that it seems to me that there's lots of role models for domineering men. We're sort of used to that. And especially at that time, the role of women in society is more nuanced. Do you agree with that? That there, mm-hmm. it's harder to find a stereotypical role model for women during that time. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think Maria was incredibly untypical, which is why I'm not sure that she doesn't probably fit that kind of feminist mold a little bit for whatever her era would have had in that. I don't think she fit the mold, which is why I don't think she got along with a lot of the women in town. I don't think she understood them. I don't think they understood her. She was not used to manual labor, and she wasn't going to get used to manual labor, so she always was separated from them. I don't know if she ever had any friends. She had to have, there had to have been some along the way, but I know that she struggled with most of the town, and she was seen by a lot of, especially I believe, a lot of the less wealthy folk as snobbish and distant and very unable to be at their level at all.
You know, at the end of it, Maria said that she was a stranger in a strange land, and that's the title of the little book you can get at the Schulte House, about Maria, and it's one of the lines in the play. And I think that throughout her life, she continued to hold on to that this was not her home, that this was not what she had planned. And in that way, it's a bit of a tragic feel to her story. But we are so grateful, and I don't think Pella can be grateful enough for the influence that Maria had on this community.
Wow, as you say, a tragic story, but what a great story. What a great story. And so when is the play during Tulip Time?
The play is being produced by the Pella Opera House. It will be performed on Thursday and Friday at 4:30 in the afternoon between the two parades. It will be on Saturday at 12:30 before the first parade. And with the weather forecast looking as it is, it'll be a great opportunity for people to get out of the elements and into a nice, warm, dry seat and enjoy some good entertainment. It's, as Wendy said, it's only 45 minutes long, so it's you can plan on about an hour, and you can get your tickets right there at the door at the Opera House.
Could you do a little exchange, a little dialogue from the play for me now?
Stargazing.
A little. The stars always remind me of Papa. Papa's stars keeping watch over my babies buried in the garden.
Sad on your birthday?
A bit. Sometimes I think I have a sad memory for every day of the year.
Then stop stargazing if it makes you sad. Close your eyes. Turn around. Keep them closed. Now open them.
Oh, the sweet mignonette. It's in bloom.
I found it at the far end of the garden, dear.
Oh, it never blooms on my birthday. Not since that first year that Mr. Coleman surprised me with it. A touch of Holland.
You've been a reluctant pioneer, Maria. I told the senator yesterday that the road to Pella was made by you dragging your feet.
Henry, you didn't.
No, I didn't, but it's almost true.
Well, I had no choice. You led and Mama pushed.
Thanks to Tom and Wendy Vanderwell for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.